Proclamation number 3283 of 7th of October, 1944. God's assistance. Right prayer. Hearing. Divine help will never be requested in vain because God's love will not deny it to anyone who approaches Him in prayer. And this awareness will also strengthen faith if it is still weak. Only the human being must not want to determine the form of help himself, but he must leave it up to God in which way he comes to the human being's aid. God will not always grant his help in accordance with the human being's will, because this is not always beneficial for the soul, yet he will not deny him his assistance, and the human being can always rely on his adversity being remedied. Therefore he should seriously give account to himself how he sends his prayer up to God. Whether it rises from the heart in all humility of heart, devoted to his sanctified will, trusting that it will be answered and in fullest faith in God's love and omnipotence, whether it lacks this sincerity which God requires from the praying person in order to grant him his assistance. God's love inclines towards every earthly child which calls upon him in its adversity, but God's love also considers the supplicant in all wisdom and will not grant him something which could harm his soul. The human being cannot always judge whether and when he is in spiritual distress. God, however, knows and therefore intervenes to help, even though this is not recognized by people. And thus the earthly adversity, which is the cause of the appeal to God, is imposed on the human being by himself in order to avert spiritual adversity from him. And therefore a prayer cannot always be answered in the form the human being requests. Instead, the purpose of the adversity must first be fulfilled before God can grant the human being's appeal. Yet he will not leave him without help. And the human being must firmly believe in it. He must be fully convinced that God, in his love, will avert all adversity from his child if it takes refuge in childlike trust in the Father in prayer. For love does not deny itself, it is always ready to help. The deeper this faith takes root in a person, the easier he masters the world, for then nothing can frighten or worry him anymore. He feels so intimately united with the Father in heaven that he presents everything that moves him to him. He never feels alone and helpless, but is always aware of the help of him who is love himself and therefore constantly distributes love. And his prayer will always be heard because God will not let his child's faith be put to shame. Amen.